Well, Alexia, it's time to get our weekend on, and it is Easter weekend. Do you have your pretty Sunday dress ready to go for the Sunday?
No, not yet. I have to still have to go shopping for that, I guess.
Yeah, you got to put on a pretty dress.
Are you going to wear something special?
I always wear something special on Easter because I have a 7-year-old and now my 18-year-old. It's always been a tradition. We get up early in the morning. We hide the eggs. They come out. It's all magical. We make it a big event to do in our house, and we have a lot of fun, and everybody dresses up. We take pictures, and we keep them as memories. So it's just one of those nice traditional things.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
And there's a lot of people that are going to be doing that, and there's so much to do this weekend, so let's get to it. Farmers and Crafts Market of Las Cruces, what are they doing?
Yeah, on Saturday, during market hours from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's going to be Easter at the Farmers Market, and families will have the opportunity to get photos with the Easter Bunny. That's going to take place inside the Las Cruces Community Theater from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that's free. And then there's also going to be an Easter egg hunt from 10 a.m. to noon taking place throughout the entire market. And businesses downtown will also have Easter specials. Moss Art is going to be providing face painting, and Dragonfly Restaurant will offer a special Easter menu and candy for kids.
Okay. Let's not leave out Mountain View Market Co-op. They're doing something.
Yeah, they're also doing something for Easter for kids. They're calling it the Co-op Kids Extravaganza. And that's from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. And kids will have the opportunity to decorate eggs and learn about all-natural egg dyeing and try a new egg coloring technique and take home their creations.
Okay, let's talk about the granddaddy of Easter egg hunts, and that is Spring Fest 2018. Egg hunts for different age groups, and this is called the greatest egg hunt in all of the Southwest.
Yeah, it's a really popular event in Las Cruces. I actually live nearby Young Park, and I always see a lot of people there for Easter, on Easter. Well, I guess the Saturday before Easter.
Yeah, it's
that's
on Saturday
when it takes
before
place.
The Easter.
Mm-hmm. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're going to have free egg hunts for different age groups scheduled at different times throughout the event. And there's even going to be an adult egg toss at 2 p.m.
And they also, with a feature that's pretty cool, because I've helped organize it in the past when I used to work for 101 Gold. And this event is huge.
Yeah.
It is literally thousands upon thousands of people that descend upon Young Park, and they have different age categories. But what they do that's very special is they have a special needs category kids with special needs to have their own egg hunt.
Yeah, they do.
And so it's a lot of fun. You definitely want to get there early, and they have activities. They have music. They have activities for the kids. They have, I think they're going to have some food vendors that are going to be selling some food. So it's definitely an opportunity to get out and about and really enjoy your Saturday. And it looks like we should have a nice weather for it.
Yeah, it seems like it will be really nice weather for all these events.
And the big thing is most of these activities, actually all of these activities are free for the family. So definitely, you definitely have your choice of where to go on Saturday. Lots to do. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, you're not in the mood to do an Easter egg thing. Is there something else to do?
Yes, on Saturday, there is also going to be an opening reception for the art exhibit Enchanted Colorscapes, and that's featuring watercolor paintings by artist Arlene Tugel, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. Saturday at the Doña Ana Arts Council and Cultural Center in Mesilla. And Tugel paints a lot of landscapes, and she does all of her, or most of her paintings outdoors. And she was awarded signature member status with the New Mexico Watercolor Society in 2015. So it seems like it should be a good show if you're into art and you want to get away from all of the Easter happenings on Saturday.
You know, when we talk about events like this, it reminds me that we are entering month number 4 of the year, and I still have not painted anything. So my New Year's resolution was to paint something, and I haven't done anything.
Well, so you should start with painting some Easter eggs.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think I'll do that. All right, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.